ABC Radio Australia.
To Solomon Islands, where voters there are being registered ahead of next year's national election, but there are claims of manipulation and interference being carried out by candidates, including the accusation that some voters have been trucked in from different constituencies to be registered. The Solomon Islands Electoral Commission says it has resolved the issues, but the experience has left some candidates frustrated and the public confused. Evan Wasuka has more.
The registration of voters started last week across Solomon Islands, but on its first day, it was hit by problems. Most notably, the registration booth for the West Honiara constituency was set up in the family home of a staff of the current Member of Parliament. Ellen Inner here is contesting the elections in West Honiara and couldn't believe where the officials had placed the registration booth.
There was a registration booth that actually placed at the West Honiara Constituency Development Officer. And that's when my team members actually, knowing that it's not right, they actually do involve by getting to the right responsible institutions such as at the Electoral Commission to ensure that, that registration booth is actually removed.
For the head of the Solomon Islands Electoral Commission, Moses Saitala, that incident was a one-off and an oversight by the assistant registration officer for that area.
I don't know how it was relocated. My staff went on to it investigating and found that it was the ARO that it was responsible for the registration in that center to relocate it to where it was. And he thought that it's not a big issue. Well, to us it's a very big issue because all the approved sites are supposed to be neutral ground.
Honiara's Town Ground Voter Registration Centre is the only location in the country which allows Honiara residents to register to vote in the provinces without having to travel there. This has led to a huge turnout of registration, even though it was meant to be only for new voters. Transparency Solomon Islands says a legal provision called Ordinary Resident is enabling candidates to bring in supporters from outside to register in their constituency. The head of Transparency Solomon Islands, Ruth Lilongula, says that provision is creating confusion and enabling the system to be manipulated.
When you spread it, then you have this cross-border voting. There may be people from one constituency being bought to go and register and vote in another constituency. Those are the issues that we see happening, and it is already happening. There are people coming in according to information that we have been given. We have not verified it, but there are people coming in from outside of Honiara and registering to vote in Honiara.
Mr. Saitala says this isn't illegal and there are provisions within the electoral law that people can use to block voters that they think should not be registered in their constituency.
There is an omission and objection period after the registration, and then they have come back again to defend themselves if they are being objected to, that they are qualified to vote in that area that they have transferred to. So that is the only thing that we can be able to gauge those who should actually vote in the constituency that they are registering to vote at.
As a first-time candidate, Ellen Inner here says she's frustrated at the poor start of the voter registration in her constituency. She believes that the public information has been limited and people need to know more about the electoral process.
The reality in the moment is not really favorable for a lot of candidates because some people are really taking advantage.
Solomon Islands voter registration will end on September the 27th, followed by an omissions and objection period and a public hearing where those identified can be removed from the voters list.